I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. It's a Falcon Monday, not a victory Monday. A terrible, like, four-score defeat Monday. It's Abe in for Carl today, whose vacation continues. And no, Carl was not the guy in the Village People dressed up as a cop at the World Cup draw, as somebody said on Twitter earlier today. Carl is somewhere in Europe, we believe. It is our man, Abe Gordon. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey man,
day-day in the Big O. Catch our show. It starts early at around 11-ish. We call it the Behind the Curtain. Kind of tell you what we're going to be talking about. On Mondays, we generally vent about the Falcons. There was plenty to vent about. Special teams. You're tied 6-6. Well, actually, check that. Should have been 9-6, but you had a field goal blocked, which had everybody going, you got to be kidding me. And including, and I was looking right down at the bench from my perch in the suite, is you see the player's reaction. You see it. Just like when Younghoe Koo did something we've never seen and kicked, basically didn't even kick the ball, like Charlie with Lucy and the Peanuts. You see the reaction of Jackson Dart, like, what the... You start to see that with the Falcons. It's human nature, Abe. When you got the constantly misfiring piece of equipment you could never fix.
The frustrating thing is, with the exception of Bijan probably, the expectations are so low on offense that when you get into that position, everyone's, hey, great, outstanding work, great job. You're going to get three on the board, and then it doesn't come. And then you combine that with what's happened in other weeks with then – also went on to happen not just once in the second half, but twice, right? Because you not only give up the kickoff return for a touchdown, you also kick one of the balls out of bounds and spot him right at the 40. I mean, you're talking about three major significant special teams blunders that put the opponents in a position to defeat you in a game that through halftime, Mike, like you said, could have been a lead or at worst was tied.
37-9. That's one of the worst beatdowns I've seen as a Falcon fan. And if you're a Falcon fan, you've had a chance to see a lot of beatdowns. The things that are interesting, the plays are about even. You know, we talked about the defense getting gas. Well, again, you are starting the game, right? Let's be honest now. In the second half, tied 6-6. Abe just laid it out. And then you give up the 100-yard kick return, and everything we just talked about comes back. Everything which drives Falcon fans nuts. An area, if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm asking my coach, how can you not fix this? And if you can't fix this over the course of a season, why in God's name would I bring you back? What could Raheem Morris possibly say to Arthur that would make Arthur say, you know what? Raheem's right. The breaks, it's not his fault. The play is individual mistakes. I'm going to bring him back because that'll win the fan base over. I mean, come on. The coaching staff mistakes aside, we've talked about all the issues. Now the players have tuned out. Because, Abe, I swear to God, and I hate saying this, make this quick. We said this earlier today. We don't throw this around. Because I never want to say this about guys I'm going to have to look eye to eye in that locker room. The Falcons look like they quit. I've never seen that in recent history. They didn't do that under Arthur Smith. It's when you see the level of frustration because they see the things that you see as a fan can't get fixed. And they go, you know what? Now the effort is tangible on the field. You're not giving maximum effort.
And it's
because you're frustrated. It's human nature.
It sounds like everyone's aware that they're at this point, too. I mentioned the Divine Diablo comment post-game.
Yeah, talk about what he said.
Well, I got to go back and find it. But essentially, the team's got to get on the same page that he's working to defend every blade of grass, and that's all he can say is that's what he's doing. I think we've now also got reports of Raheem Morris in a fiery post-game speech, and the message was, guys, we got to continue to fight. Why would he have to tell his team that we have to stick and fight together? Because he feels like it's slipping. Yep. And again, it didn't start slipping until that happened at halftime or right after.
I mean, the idea
they were right there and then they weren't.
He's literally saying, hey, we're going to Tampa. I need some guys who want to put some effort in here. I mean, that's the message on a short work week? I mean, you've lost it. They've tuned you out. We'll talk to Raheem face-to-face about this tomorrow. We'll start with Raheem on third downs, and it's about execution.
You always got to talk about execution on third down, and then you got to execute at a high level. You know, we had the first third down of the game was great. Bijan ran a great, magnificent route. We threw the ball to him. He caught it and ran with it. The next execution, we didn't execute the protection the right way. We still get the ball up there. We get an opportunity ball. We got to come down with that. You know, the next one, we get an opportunity to get the ball out there, and we drop it. We got other opportunities in the game with drops. And then once you got into the second half, man, it really got out of whack. You got those third and really long ones that you don't want, and that's when it really gets bad for you. But it is definitely down to execution. It's definitely down to that dog making that dog play. And we didn't get it done yesterday.
I don't know if we were this bad on third downs in 2007. Your Mike Vick went to the Hooskow. And we had like Chris Redmond and Byron Leftwich and Joey, what was his name, from Oregon?
Harrington. Yeah.
We were 1-for-13 on third downs yesterday. I mean, I know we can talk about Bijan. It's when the going gets tough, the tough get going. But also when it rains, it pours. And Bijan Murphy's Law, we got to punch out.
Yeah.
We're not going to fault Bijan's the heart and soul of this team. A.J. Terrell, I think Oren gave me the number earlier. He had gone 604 snaps between getting burned for a touchdown like that with Smith and Jigma on the crossing route and just ran away. Got a step on him and ran away from him. But, I mean, it's bad enough when your two best players have bad days in the office, and that's what occurred on Sunday.
Yeah, and when you get into the third downs, here's my problem, Mike. Here's what frustrates me. And you, yes, the players need to execute, and yeah, they need to win their matchups, and I understand that. The dog's got to make a dog play, whatever, fine. Can we scheme any of these third downs to easy conversions? Can we not make a play call that gets you an easy conversion at any point
no,
in this
just
game?
No, releasing a running back, a quick hit, a slant. This is, like, again, whatever the story is. Okay, this isn't Michael Penix under center, this is Kirk Cousins. You're responsible for one. Third down conversion rate is abysmal. That's why Zach's got to be gone. That's why this whole team, you got to flush this thing out. We just talked about special teams. It's the same thing on offense. All those guys, I kept my receipts. Go follow me on Twitter at MikeBellATL. I said it 2 years ago, and it's true. This is the stupidest thing that a franchise has ever done. Signing Kirk Cousins to a $100 million deal and drafting Michael Penix Jr. It's a freaking disaster. Okay, combined with a first-time offensive coordinator, congratulations. Here you are. It's systemic. That's what drives me crazy about this team. What's the line John McKay famously said about his Buccaneers, Rich's dad? What did you think about your offense's execution? I'm all for it. That's the way I feel about this team, Abe.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people are going to point to not having Drake London, and I understand if he's your guy on third down, it might look different right now if you had him. That's not a good enough excuse. You can't take one guy off of this team, and offensively, you can't do anything with your receivers. I mean, Kyle Pitts was your leading receiver, a tight end, and it's going to be that way until Drake London returns. Mooney almost got the touchdown, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, because he ran out of bounds.
Well,
he freaking ran out of bounds. I saw it right in front of me. Everybody starts going bananas. I'm like, he's out of bounds. Once the ref throws the cap, you know where that's going. I mean, Mooney, it's another – he's right. You know, you what, because Kirk said, you know, I saw this guy in the NFC North. We got to go get Mooney. That's why I said, who? $37 million guaranteed for a guy who reverts back to what he was in Chicago. Inconsistent at best. That's why, I mean, there's so many issues on this team. It starts from management, you know, the owner, the GM, the coach, the staff. Let's hear from Raheem, because apparently you're going to have to earn it to be on teams this week.
No, I think you got to go out there and just show, like, what you're capable of doing and being very good at what you are. Being able to go do those things on offense, being able to go do the things on defense that we finished, and then really being on special teams, really recapturing the moment and finding out what you could have been and what you should be doing, and then actually, you know, finding some other people. you know, there's people out there that are going to get some opportunities that hadn't got them all year. And I look forward to watching those guys as well. So, like, and not to say that you're going out there, you're putting people out there that got to give you the best chance to win every single week. And some people earn some opportunities within the practice settings.
Hey, I got it. Be a great promotion for the radio station. We'll be up at the branch. Too tough with a short work week day this week? Have open tryouts for special teams. Have you played competitive football? Would you like to try? You know, we'll spin the wheel. And the guy in section 342, put on the pads. Come on down. You're a gunner today. Because our special teams suck and you can do no worse.
Two things. You're right. Wouldn't do any worse. And the other thing is after Behind the Curtain today, Invincible came on. And I was watching Mark Wahlberg do the exact same thing.
Vince Papale, right?
At 30 years old, not playing any high school football. Or not playing any college football. Do the exact same thing. Do you think it's gotten to the point, Mike, where some of these guys who are first-team guys are like, just put me out there, man? Like, well, is Divine Diablo and AJ Terrell making an argument? Just like, dude, they can't put me out there. I'll make sure they don't score a touchdown. I mean, I can't believe I have to come to you and say this, but like, if we want to win any games, you got to put like the top-tier guys on special teams, which is not what you want.
No, I said it last week on the air. We'll ask Coach about it. I mean, is that what it comes down to? You got to risk injuries because your 53-man roster is so garbage. And I'll say it. What else can you say? It's cost you game after game after game, flipping the field. They had the game they had the game basically salted away against the Colts. Only thing you can't do is give it the big kick return. Whoops! I mean, that's what these guys... It's the most exasperating group. And again, this year, we got better pass rush, and we can't get them off the field. We can't stop the run now all of a sudden. That's another thing. Let's be honest. Linebacking core is not – I mean, we love Divine Diablo in pass coverage. You know, a guy gets to the second level, he's gone. It's just the tackling is abysmal. That's been all season long. I mean, this is back to coaching. What is your message in camp? Hey, I got to get through these cuts real quick. I want to hear – and this is one that you and I were talking about off the air. Here's Raheem Morris asked today about the support from Arthur Blank.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, the support ain't an issue, you know. He is absolutely outstanding. And like, his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And like, is everybody. It's all hands on deck mentality with the organization. And I can't say enough about that.
Well, look, you know how fans hear what Raheem Morris says week to week with you guys and say, oh, I wish he would say something else. I wish he would provide answers. Like, Arthur Blank's not going to tell Raheem Morris that, like, I'm kind of wavering, to be honest, about what... So, of course, Arthur Blank's going to tell Raheem Morris he's got his full support. That doesn't necessarily... I'm hoping... Mike, I'm just trying to play this out in my own brain. I'm hopeful that that doesn't necessarily mean he's just going to bring him back blindly.
It's funny because I had this debate with Bo Morgan last week when he's filling in for Carl. He's like, what do you expect? You know, what do you expect Arthur Blank to say? Well, remember when Woody Johnson called out Justin Fields for being terrible? And we all killed Woody Johnson because how dare he? And then Fields responds. I'd love to hear Arthur Blank just, you know, in the hallway. We got to fix this special teams. If this was Home Depot, okay, this was any area of your business, this was PGA Tour Superstore, anything else Arthur's got in his empire, I mean, this would be unacceptable. But in the most, the one area that everybody gets to watch once a week that everybody knows doesn't work, your coach, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Let's hear what he says about when you have these meetings with Arthur. What are you discussing? Is Rich McKay in there too?
Arthur Blank, I'm talking to him about what happened, you know, what our plan was. He knows it. Like, we give it to him. We talk about it before the game. I think it's something that I love to be able to do with him, just to show him what the plan is so he's not sitting in the box wondering what's going on. And then after the game, we can clearly say and sit there in front of each other and just tell what we didn't get executed or we did get executed to win a football game. And, like, those are the important things to me. Like, I'm not there selling Arthur on whatever his decisions are. I got to make my own decisions and go find out what we need to do to win football games. I think that's the most important.
I know that Arthur and the owners, that's their prerogative. Arthur's been doing this as long as he's owned the team. Mm-hmm. But I just, what more did you need? What would you need to see? What would you need to hear? You can't validate. You can't, there's no way to rationalize what you saw in that. You just got smoked in the second half because the same part of your team that you can't fix screwed it up again.
And I don't care what the conversation sounds like in the pregame meetings. I want to be a fly on the wall on those postgame meetings where week after week after week, Raheem Morris has to go through with Mr. Blank and here's what went wrong there. Here's what and just to say to your point, Mike, every week they're having the same conversation and nothing is being done to address it. As an owner, that would ring some alarm bells to me.
I don't know. I mean, and does Terry have these conversations with Arthur and go, hey, man, I got decent guys. They're not getting coached the right way. And I don't know. And I wouldn't, I'm not casting aspersions. But where I need to hear from the GM, the precedent has kind of, Data, correct me if I'm wrong, our producer, you don't really hear from him in the regular season. Maybe now is a time.
Yeah, I mean, because to your point, if you're not going to hear from the owner of the team, at least the GM can come out and make some type of statement saying something.
Not going to hear from Rich McKay. He runs United. Wink, wink.
Jerry does an interview every single week with 105.3 out there in Dallas.
Yeah, no, granted, yeah, that's his station.
Granted, Jerry talks in circles. You know, we could use a kind of defensive difference maker. Like a Micah Parsons? Yeah. Exactly. You know, I mean, that's what Jerry does. I will say this. For about literally 48 hours, it looked like the Cowboys had fixed it, and then they didn't. And then Thursday Night Football happened, and there you go. Cue on this. The Kansas City Chiefs have the same record as the Miami Dolphins. Next, though, we'll turn our attention to college football and Georgia with a beautiful win. And Kirby, and how he's motivating the troops to get ready for Bama.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, man, congratulations to Kennesaw State. Talked about this earlier in the show Friday. Kennesaw State Owls knock off Jacksonville State down there in Jacksonville State. And they win Conference USA. How about that? And they're going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Is that the grand prize? All right. Hopefully the weather's nice and warm. We're going to have Coach Mack on tomorrow, Dana just said. Congratulations to Coach Mack. We'll tell him that ourselves. Mike Johnson in for Carl tomorrow. It's Mike and Friends. It takes a village to replace Carl when he's on vacation. Dukes and Bell with our man Abe Gordon filling in today from Andy and Randy's show. And while I'm congratulating local teams, Georgia Tech, they're going to Pop-Tarts, right? That's Orlando, Day-Day, the Pop-Tart Bowl. You know
where
that is?
Yep, that's where
with the
be.
Greatest victory celebration of all time, where the Pop-Tart goes in the toaster.
And that's on Christmas Eve.
Christmas? What? That doesn't do it for you?
No. I love
shrugged,
the Pop-Tart
how dare
ball.
You shrug at the Pop-Tart
No, I was.
Ball.
Well, I was going to follow up by asking you what is your go-to Pop-Tart flavor?
Ooh, that's a great question. Like the cherry?
Yeah,
cherry sprinkles. That's just me. And then while I'm mentioning local teams, Shout out. We know we got a ton of listeners up in Rome, Georgia. The Berry College football team is number 17, took down number 21 Trinity. They're advancing to the quarterfinals in Division III.
Yeah, I saw that.
So hats off to the Berry Vikings, man. I'm friends with the lacrosse coach. And again, we're always pulling for all our local teams. So good job, dudes. Congratulations to Berry. Good people over there. All right, man. Georgia gets it done. Let's start with Kirby. And I thought this is kind of interesting during the post-game press conference, talking about, all right, show of hands if you've beaten Alabama. And how the guys are kind of getting motivated, a little chip on their shoulder. I thought this was pretty cool.
And think about those players that Drew talked about and had their coaches come talk about. Dylan Bell scores touchdown tonight, huge in the game. Daylon Everett gets interception, huge in the game. And then Cole Spear blocks the punt. And Oscar played well also. And, you know, before he finished, he said, you know, stand up if you've beaten Alabama in a game. And none of them stood up.
I thought it was pretty cool, man, getting that juice. And you know, as we said earlier in the show, Kirby won't give the media, certainly Mike Griffith, the satisfaction or anybody else asking tough questions about it. But, yeah, you knew he knew. He's got an Alabama thing. Now goes to 2-7. And finally, Abe beats the Tide in Mercedes-Benz in the SEC championship game. That was great to see. Here's Gunnar Stockton saying they're trying to keep it in perspective.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the history of just two great teams going at it. And I'm glad we just we kept it the same thing, just approached this week like it was a big game and didn't make it bigger than it was and just took advantage of it.
So Georgia comes in at number 3. Abe and I both agree Ohio State losing late used to be a punishment. You can't make heads or tails. This committee was so screwed up in the way they explain things. They kind of get it right, but the way they get there is stupid. We'll talk about that in a second. But Georgia's 3. I can make the argument Georgia should be 2.
I would have put them 2. And it, look, the Indiana-Ohio State game, the Big Ten final, it could have gone either way. And so nothing against how close and competitive that game was. There needs to be some sort of penalty for losing. And there just was none. I guess the penalty was you're not number one, you're number 2, but that obviously had to happen. I would have flipped. I would have had Ohio State 3. I would have had Georgia 2. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to meet up with some good teams along your way. Even if you were 2 or 3, your path still goes through each other, so it doesn't change a ton there. Semifinal, if chalk holds, is still going to be Georgia, Ohio State, no matter how you ranked them. And that's going to be a game that Georgia's going to have to deal with when the time comes.
So, again, guys, it's a couple days off for the Georgia Bulldogs, and then they'll get the winner of Ole Miss Tulane, a game we've already seen. The big story from this weekend, Notre Dame, very upset. They're upset at the ACC. They felt the ACC did them harm. It was lobbying for Miami. And there's a lot of stuff going on with the Irish. The ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, shot back, says Notre Dame is an incredibly valued member of the ACC, blah, blah, blah. With that said, when it comes to football, we've got a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football-playing member institutions. I felt like, you know what he should have said? Not the snobby Notre Dame nonsense, but they're just the tip in the ACC.
Yeah, and people forget that while they are not a full-fledged ACC member, in all the other sports, they are a member of that conference. And that's why, with their agreement, they feel a little on the other side of this. But again, I just think that if Virginia had won and Virginia was in, Notre Dame would have been in. I think that's the cop-out the committee had was we have to have the ACC represented because Virginia lost. No other team is there. It has to be Miami.
Right.
And Notre Dame gets the short
stick. ACC made their bid. They'll line at the stupid tiebreaker. Next year, just amend the rules. The highest-ranked CFP team, boom, end of story. Miami goes. But the problem is, and here's where the committee goes, all wrong. I got no problem with Miami going in. Don't put Notre Dame 2 spots ahead of them in the next-to-last bracket or next-to-last ranking because then all the Irish fans think they're in. And you pull the rug out from under them. As I said earlier to Abe, world's smallest violin. They're $50 million from NBC every year. They think their stuff don't stink. And I get it. I like Marcus Freeman. He earned it last year. But so many Notre Dame teams under Brian Kelly did not earn a trip to be in the playoffs and didn't provide any content. They got whipped. So enough with Notre Dame. And by the way, pick a conference. Should have joined the Big Ten years ago.
Right.
But because of that TV money, they've always felt they're above it all. And next year they are, regardless of conference alignment with the ACC and the way they do it. You're going to have them in. If they finish in the top 12, they've got a letter of understanding from the College Football Playoff Committee. Irish are in the top 12. They're in the playoff next year.
Well, look, if nothing explains that the committee just does whatever they want to do and then find a way to defend it more than what you pointed out, Mike, is that Notre Dame was ahead of Miami. Neither team played. None of their metrics changed and then got jumped. The committee is always going to do whatever they want to do in their final rankings. All of the rankings before that are irrelevant, right, to use a quote from Raheem Morris.
And don't have your guy. Don't put, now again, this is Juracek who took over because Baylor's AD got fired.
Well,
I mean, you got a guy, and I like his honesty. For some reason, he gets in front of the camera. He's like, because he's the guy that a few months ago said, hey, man, sorry, we couldn't give Pittman enough money. We don't really have enough money here in Arkansas. So he's kind of a straight shooter. But then you put him in front of this thing, and he looks like me in high school, and I couldn't find my homework.
Nothing changed. None of the metrics, and yet Miami jumped Notre Dame. If anything, Notre Dame's metrics got better because Boise State won a conference title, and Notre Dame beat Boise State. The only metric that actually changed would have been that Notre Dame now has a win over a conference champ.
But the thing about Notre Dame, don't lose the first game. That's why the only reason Alabama was on thin ice, but the committee already they basically pre-approved Alabama for moving on by jumping up to 9 after a lackluster win in the Iron Bowl. They kind of prepared the ground that Alabama would never fall out of it. Alabama's too big to fail. Texas didn't get in. That's self-explanatory. But Notre Dame, as you said, if Miami's got the head-to-head, you should never have had Notre Dame ahead of Miami. End of story. So that's what just added to the confusion of all this. So they got the right result, but it's how we got there. And then this is not the committee's fault. This is the stupid contract that everyone drew up. We got to pay lip service to Tulane and James Madison. Nobody cares. Okay, Tulane already lost to Ole Miss. I don't need to see that again. What's the number on this game? How big a fave is it?
Boy, I mean, obviously double digits. I mean,
find that number for me, man. It's got to be at least 13.
I will tell you what. I am interested in that game because there's no Lane Kiffin. I am a little bit interested in
Pete Golden, right?
And look, I think Ole Miss probably should still win. I think they just have generally more talent. But I am interested in what not having Lane means for that game.
16.5 players basically said don't believe everything Lane told you about the player meeting. Even some of those guys, his act was wearing thin. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. A reminder, guys, you can go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing again. That's markspain.com. But yeah, and then James Madison, Oregon, who's watching that? Who's watching that? The story, and you and I touched on it, Abe, Boise State beating Oklahoma years ago, UCF with their win over Baylor 1 year in the Fiesta, and then, of course, the win against Auburn when they proclaimed themselves national champion. Those are outliers.
But they also didn't mean anything. But they weren't a playoff.
And those teams don't have – but those teams – that idea is, you see, the David can beat Goliath in college football. Yeah, maybe one day, but he can't win 3 games in a row. He's going to get smoked because he doesn't have the depth to go toe-to-toe with SEC, Big Ten, Big 12 3 weeks in a row. It's not feasible.
Look, Boise State-Oklahoma was a great game. It was a Fiesta Bowl game. It wasn't part of a system. It wasn't a team playing for a championship that is then depriving other teams of being in that championship discussion. And so even that is tough to compare because of what ultimately this game means. Someone is advancing with an opportunity to win a title, and that didn't happen back then.
So again, guys, it's what you said. It was 21 for Oregon, a Dan Lanning 21-point favorite. Said this earlier in the show. Kirby also was talking today about the naysayers about Schumann. I would have been one of those naysayers about Glenn Schumann. Good news is everybody got hired. I was afraid someone would poach Schumann based on how good a job he's done. You know, and of course, Penn State did sign what's his face, right?
Matt Campbell
from Iowa State.
He had his introductory today.
Good dude. We had a chance to interview him years ago, and but with all due respect to Matt Campbell, what are you, like, the eighth choice? You're the eighth guy they talked about.
Honestly, he was better than like 6 of the other 8.
Right. I mean, but it's a strange process how that played out. Speaking of college football coverage, guys, Saturday, 8 a.m., started with College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and buy Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's for our fan shop. Fricky, Goforth, Abe Gordon, you. Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And then they got the Army-Navy game, guys, coming from Baltimore this year. That's Saturday. Big day for college sports right here on 92.9 The Game. Abe, we're going to wrap things up. We'll get some phone calls, 404-726-0929. Bring it back to the Falcons. How do you feel about this? Do you hear Raheem talk and you get more angry? Do you want to hear from Arthur? Day-Day brought up a great point. Why aren't we hearing from the general manager? As it becomes official, the Falcons are eliminated from any chance of the playoffs 8 years in a row. Come back, wrap it up. Talking Falcons on Dukes and Bell with Abe.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Falcons officially knocked out of the playoff hunt 8 years in a row. Eight. The Ocho, Abe. As we like to reenact scenes from Scarface a lot on this show, when Tony comes back to meet Mom, he's a bum, Gina. We haven't heard from him in 5 years. Cinco Anos. Ocho Anos. Eight. Arthur Blank did some great things. Got Dimitroff in here. We finally started turning things around. Back-to-back winning seasons with Smitty. You know, we had some special times. But now you're doing like Taylor and Rankin Smith type stuff. This is Smith family, just awful, mediocre, not mediocre. It's bad football when you don't make the playoffs. And as we said earlier, Abe, everything in the NFL is about parity. Everything is designed so you don't have this happen. To be as bad as the Lions were all those years, you really got to screw things up. Guess what? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I find it tough because I'm on this page, and not everyone is. Clearly, I don't think Arthur Blank, apologies. I don't think Mr. Blank is a bad owner. I think the decisions that
The results speak for themselves?
Yes, and I agree that. The decisions have not worked out. I still think he's a good owner, and that's just me. But to your point, at some point, you have to turn things around. And now, whether it was giving Terry Fontenot a little too much leeway to trade away first-round picks, even for a guy in James Pierce Jr. that feels like he's working out, whatever the case may be, I mean, how do you turn it around? Because if Arthur Blank is a bad owner, does that just mean it never gets turned around, ever? Is that what we're looking at? Well, is it about hiring the right guys? Is it about giving control elsewhere?
Well, how about this? I mean, his name has come up. I'll say it. Rich McKay. He's still right there. I mean, all we can go – I mean, if you've got an organization and there's a guy – like, and I get it, ever since we had the ill-fated press conference when they fire Arthur Smith and the general manager's not there and they go through this whole dog and pony show, where's the general manager? He's here. He's in the building. He's working on stuff. It looked ridiculous. And they realized after that, Rich sort of became the lightning rod, which – I mean, they realized it. Everyone kind of felt that way. And now they kind of – oh, no, Rich is involved with United. Rich is the CEO of the Falcons, okay? Rich is the conduit to the NFL, to the Falcons. I mean, he's not gone anywhere, okay? So let's keep it real. And if Rich isn't – I mean, Arthur's relationship with Rich is super tight. He's his football guy. Hard to imagine that he's not involving or asking Rich questions about the football side of the business. So there's the constant, Abe.
Right.
And so, as you said, I said this before, and if Arthur's in his car right now, he's not driving, but I mean, we said it before. Yes, you can be a great humanitarian, all the things he's done for this town and for so many people around the country and the world for that matter. But I mean, he's missing the plot with this team. You know, you probably should have blown out Dimitroff when you fired Dan Quinn. You needed to. Whose idea was it to try to get Deshaun Watson in here? Then you take the greatest player who's ever dressed out for this team and you send him away for a third round pick. Totally disrespect Matt Ryan. That thing blew up in our face. And what was the end result? Two more wasted years, Marcus Mariota and then Desmond Ridder not ready for primetime. And then this fiasco of let's never be in a quarterback hell again. We'll have two quarterbacks. Guess what? We're going into year three in quarterback hell.
So nothing you said is wrong. Nothing you said is wrong, Mike. Let me detail why, in my opinion, he is a good owner and then some of the shortcomings of that. I think that Arthur Blank is a good owner compared to others because there is no doubt in my mind he wants this franchise to be a winning franchise. And I think that's more important to some owners than to others. Now the downfall of it is there's probably, to what you've detailed now, maybe certainly trust in the wrong people, but also a little bit of a problem with the loyalty. And I think being a good owner making bad decisions is kind of where we're at right now.
But I mean, it's like Harry Truman. I've got it on my desk, and I'm a big fan.
I knew we wouldn't get through a whole show without a presidential reference.
I
love it.
And the phrase is, the buck stops here. The buck stopped the president. You know, you can pass the buck, okay, from the janitor at the Pentagon or the guy working at the Social Security office all the way up, and the buck stops at the president.
Right.
That's accountability. And that's why I wanted to hear from Arthur. Hey, man, let's get some phone calls. Tony's in Decatur, where it's always greater. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. This morning I said something I shouldn't have said, which is Falcons should tank this last four games. I want to retract all of that.
Yep.
I'm a Falcons fan to the end. I want them to win every stinking game.
Right on. Plus, we don't have a first-round pick anyway, brother. Don't sweat it.
Yeah.
But can we please, you know, just look at the Falcons holistically and say, don't we need to, you know, make some changes? Man, I just think that's what we need to do. I can't be specific on it. I just want to say thank you for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate you, Big. No, man, I said earlier, look, is it fair? These guys, look, as we said before, I mean, this is a very soft town. It always has been. And I think, you know, sometimes you have to always qualify things. This guy's a great guy. They're all good guys. Terry's a good guy. We always have fun talking to Terry. You know, I disagree with some things he does. He's also done some really good things to the defense. But the general manager, when you don't have a playoff team for 5 years, you're gone. And when the coach does the kind of mistakes that Reem is doing week after week after week, you don't get to come back. Because you touched on it. Your word's not mine. You're going to have a lot of folks saying, you know, I think I'll pass this year on the Falcons.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
I mean, I've always been resisting the temptation to list my tickets and just get out of this and be gone. And now all of a sudden I'm putting my tickets up for sale, and I may be gone. I mean, I need some big changes in this offseason. Mark's in Buckhead. Hey, Mark, we're talking Falcons. Hey, man, you're on Dukes of Bell with Abe. What you got?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, brother.
You know, Arthur was successful in business. He had a good partner that was strong and decisive. He has a partner now in Rich McKay who is involved in everything, and every decision that's made has not been successful. And I would define Arthur as wanting to be a guy that wants to be loved versus respected. He doesn't have the stones to get rid of people. He won't, you know, people like the players love him because he takes care of them.
Right.
The business of life and the business of business is to win. And he is incapable of knowing how to do that. And all you have to do is look at the track record of guys he's drafted, management he's brought in. It's sadly, a trail of tears.
Now, I appreciate it. I said it earlier. I mean, I've said it about Arthur. I've said it to him, Arthur, that he's loyal to a fault. You know, when we started going sideways after 17 and 18 and 19, when you move, you probably waited a year too long with Mike Smith. You waited a year too long with Dan Quinn and Dimitroff as well. And, you know, yes, and Arthur sometimes is his own worst enemy by saying things like, hey, Julio, Falcon for life. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of neuter your general manager. But, I mean, I always thought that Dimitroff would extend Julio anyway, even when he demanded for a raise 2 years after being the highest paid receiver. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. We were talking about, you know, the direction of the team. It comes from the owner. It comes from the owner. And, I mean, the idea that, and Raheem said he's got a great relationship. Raheem's a fun guy. Like, we have a fun time. Raheem is a fun guy to cut it up with. But, I mean, he's made some critical mistakes in how he put his team together. The coaching staff, we saw that last year with Jimmy Lake. We saw it now this year, I think, with Zach Robinson, certainly by retaining our special teams coach. It's not working. So, if I'm Arthur, I've got to say, Terry, you had your second chance and you blew it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and let me tell you why I'm optimistic that that will be the case. And look, I agree with you. We don't want Raheem to fail or we don't want to fire him, but I think it's obviously it's not working out here. We saw Arthur Blank with a pretty very strong statement in regards to the Atlanta United season not being good enough, and they're going to make changes, address some things, and get it where it needs to be. And I just wonder if some of that hesitation to make change, some of that loyalty, as you see it diminished with Atlanta United, may right. also carry over to the Atlanta Falcons. And there may be a little bit more likelihood that serious changes, serious adjustments are made. That's all I can think of. If you want him to speak, right. I'm hopeful that he says something similar to what he did with Atlanta United after this Atlanta Falcons season.
I feel like Rich McKay is a brilliant lawyer. You've heard him on our show. He can convince you the sky is green. You know what I mean? But he is the constant. Can Arthur detach? See, I don't think Arthur is capable of taking Rich McKay out of the equation. And to me, that's one of the first things that has to happen to get the change and the progress that we're looking for. We got Mark and Buckhead. Hey, Mark, we're going rapid fire. Hey, man, you're on Dukes and Bell with Abe. What you got? Mark hung up. You're dead to us. Jody and PTC. Hey, man, what's up, Jody?
Hey, what's up, boss?
Hey, man.
Listen, I can't. There's no way Arthur Blank can bring this crew back. They have shown in 2 years, and I know it's not fair 2 years, but in 2 years, they ain't done nothing right. They screwed up the whole Kirk Cousins being injured last year. They screwed up the whoever decided to get him and then get Penix. This year, the special teams has been a nightmare. The offense is a joke. How do you look one way with one quarterback, and then another quarterback comes in and looks totally different, and none of it's any good? Then yesterday, every week with the Falcons, you see something that you've never seen before. It is. Did you see? Go back and look at the play right before the halftime field goal to tie it up. Our defense at the 50-yard line, we rushed one guy. Mm. One guy dropped 10 in the coverage, and they found a guy in the middle of the 15-yard pass wide open. How does that happen? Our defense is better this year. It's average to above average until you need to stop. Then they are dumpster juice. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Ulbrich, you know, he's the one guy that people kind of give a pass to. And all of a sudden, we can't stop the run. You know, and all of a sudden, things are working, and then they're not working. You know, it's funny. We've talked so much about sacks. The irony, we may finish top five in sacks this year, and yet we still miss the playoffs. You know, so the good news is, whoever comes in here, the new regime, you've got Pierce Jr. and you got Jalen Walker. Got to go get another corner. We got to get a wide receiver opposite Drake. You got Bijan. You know, you say adios to Pitts and Algier because it just costs too much. Maybe you shore up the offensive line in some areas. I don't know how you feel about Neusel. But, I mean, but it's not like you got to do a whole reclamation project. The problem is, the one thing you got to have, we don't even know what it is, and that's the
quarterback. You know, really, for me, man, stats are for losers, man.
No, and that's the biggest problem, Mike, is you just don't know. And maybe Penix is able to play with the injury. Maybe he's not. Even if he's healthy and plays, we don't know what we have. We don't know if we have the guy we need there. I think we're all on the same page. Like to see it be running a different offense, which means you make a change at minimum, the coordinator, potentially the entire regime. I'm with the caller, Jody. I just don't understand the argument to run it back, even if you change coordinators. No, I mean, I really can't defend it.
How could you bring somebody back who's incapable of changing or fixing the situation that needs fixing? I mean, that's it. I mean, I know we joked around. We're going to have open tryouts. Where we're going to have guys off the street going to go play special teams. I mean, some of this, and by the way, some of this is beyond the coaching staff. This gets back to the personnel department. We talked about, you know, some of the issues here. You got a bad wide receiver core. You didn't fix that. There's no wide receiver depth that you can trust. You know, we've talked so much about the other pieces that, you know, the offensive line. I thought the offensive line, all things being considered, to lose McGarry and Storm Norton, it's about as good as being expected.
I think
expected.
They've generally been okay. Yeah.
Right. But there's other areas that you say to yourself, self, how do you, when the same thing happens, what's the definition of insanity? That would be the, to me, that would be the bringing Raheem back based on the fails over and over in the same areas. And as one caller pointed out, yet we find new and exciting ways to lose every week. Hey, guys, a reminder that we're hitting the bricks Friday morning shift. This has been a lot of fun when they go visit Publix in your neighborhood. This time, you can join Bo and Allie and Mike at the Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. Special show, Say Hi to the Gang. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. The morning shift, that's Friday, guys, 6 to 9. On your way to work, go see them at Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta with 92.9 The Game. I mean, this team has enough talent, I think, to be right now leading this division. That's the ultimate irony. All you needed was maybe win 9 games this year. Be one game over the Vegas over-under total. Exceed expectations in one game because the Bucks have been leaking all season with injuries. Guys, what if I told you Carolina was going to win the division this year? A distinct possibility. Well, we missed the playoffs for the 8th year.
I'd believe it because they whomped us 30-0, and that feels like the sort of beatdown a division winner puts on you.
True. Can't argue with that. That's a game we fired the wide receivers and offensive passing game coordinator, coach, because it was performance-driven. And then our special teams went on to suck for 10 weeks in a row, but he doesn't get the gate.
It's irrelevant.
When you can't find the logic, that's another reason why Arthur Blank, it's time to make some changes. This hour, Dukes and Bell's been brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. That's Abe. I'm Mike. You and I are back on what? When are you back with me?
I'm with you back on Thursday and Friday.
It's going to be the Mike Johnson show with Mike.
Johnson.
Remember Mike and Mike? It's the other Mike and Mike, Day-Day. He'll be working with me tomorrow up at the branch. We'll have Coach right at 2 o'clock. Raheem Morris has always been, you know, honest with us, as honest as he can be. Some of these things we'll talk about. Because I asked him last week, what do you say to Arthur? I said, if I own the team, you know, I got to let you go. How does that change when you have one of the worst defeats in the last 7 years for this team? You know, you blew it, man, the second half. And it all started with special teams. All right, we'll tackle that tomorrow. Arch will be on the show as well. Connor Riley. And what does he think about the Dogs' path to the national championship? Right now, it's time to clear our throat. All right, Abe Gordon.
Dale Murphy passed up for the Hall of Fame once again. Jeff Kent voted in, and it's unbelievable, to be honest, to see a guy, and not just because he's here and we're all homers and love Dale Murphy, the career, the numbers, the achievements he had, where he ranked among players in the 80s, it's unbelievable this guy's not in. I'm starting to have wonders if he'll ever get in. I could not believe that once again passed up.
My dad's favorite first baseman was Gil Hodges from the Brooklyn Dodgers. He didn't get in until he's been dead for like 40 years. In the case of Dale, you know what the irony? I'll double down on yours. Jeff Kent, correct me if I'm wrong, is he on the Mitchell Report?
Oh, I don't even remember.
But he's certainly in that era that a lot of guys felt there was a surge.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I hate to cast aspersions, but that's an era where there's a lot of certainly innuendo about guys with performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know. Real quick, my final thought. How funny has it been to watch the Chiefs not get any calls? It's like they made up for 5 years of you and me and everybody else watching the NFL outside of Missouri and Kansas going crazy, watching them get away with everything, including against us last year. But now the worm has turned. The Chiefs can't get any calls. Did you see what happened to Rashee Rice yesterday? Somebody said ironic. He was a member of a high-speed collision, and the guy that hit him left. Remind you of something? Come on, Day-Day. They were making it sound like he was the victim in that. The Chiefs had some bad karma and juju. It's all come full circle. A lot of folks are enjoying it right now.
Juju Smith-Schuster or different juju?
Different juju. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're going to be forced to attend Falcons special teams tryouts.
Woo! Coach, your show next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.